This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free here about whatever you'd like to discuss. The live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything you want. Spent the first hour of the show with Adam Kokesh. If you missed it, of course, you can download it later at freetalklive.com. Last night, I teased... And it wasn't my intention to tease this and not pay it off. The Salon article, which is actually originally from alternet.org. Ooh, let me mute that. From alternet.org, where they are saying they have seven of what they call the strangest libertarian ideas, including that parents should be allowed to let their children starve to death. That is what they claim is a libertarian idea. And I would like to address that here in a moment. But first, we're going to go to Skype, where Jimmy is in Arizona. Jimmy, go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Jimmy, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, man, how y'all hear about that new zombie they got on that Walking Dead show?
No. You know, I know nothing about The Walking Dead show. I hear it's really great.
I know about The Walking Dead show. I'm actually caught up. I've watched all of the episodes. But I don't know anything about a new zombie. For our listeners who aren't aware, The Walking Dead is a television series, a drama that is set in a post-zombie America where most everybody's dead.
You can't really do anything without zombies in the last 5 years.
Most everybody in America is dead, and there's, obviously a group of people who are trying to survive, and they get picked off one by one over time. And so that's pretty much the show. So what about it?
Well, it walks around. It steals your money, takes your land. I think they called them progressives.
Well, now hold on a second. I mean, conservatives do all that stuff too, right?
I guess so. Maybe that's the next new zombie. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to my taxidermist.
You've got a taxidermist? I mean, how many people use taxidermy these days? I guess it's still...
There's a trend where people are taking their pets and turning them into pillows. So,
Wow. Yeah,
if you have a beloved cat or whatever, you can take its pelt and... because really when it comes to taxidermy, that's all that's left anyway, right? Like, you don't have the inside bits of your animal. It's your animal on some kind of, frame. So you just take the pelt, you turn it into a pillow, and then you can pet Fluffy for
the
rest of your life.
I mean, we've got the studio beast here, and I love her very, very much, my Jazzy, the studio beast. But I don't think I'd want to have a lifeless Jazzy around. I think that would just be... bizarre. But hey, whatever floats your boat. What are you using a taxidermist for, Jimmy?
Well, my taxidermist, he took a white-tailed deer that I got. Beautiful, beautiful deer. He cut it in half. So in my living room, the front of it's hanging out, just the head and the two front legs. And in my room is the butt end of it, But he's a talented taxidermist. The front, when you walk in, the deer head, it's animated, and it sings, that Beastie Boys song, You Gotta Fight for Your Right,
But what else would you have it sing?
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the end of it, you pull the tail, and Hershey Kisses come out the butt. Beautiful.
Oh, Jimmy, I appreciate it. Toll-free number.
I'm just glad the tail end doesn't sing Barry White. That's all I'm checking about.
855-450-FREE. So, Mark, you're a libertarian kind of guy. Do you think parents should be allowed to let their children starve to death? That's what Salon.com and Alternet are claiming that libertarians believe, or at least some. They do make the statement in the introduction to this 7 points they have, the seven what they call strangest libertarian ideas. They do make it clear, they say, obviously not every self-proclaimed libertarian believes these ideas. ideas, but they say libertarianism is a space which nurtures them. Mark, are you on board with that one? Should
I am not, but I would claim that anybody who is both libertarian and pro-choice should be. As a matter of fact, I think anybody who's pro-choice should be.
Hold on. You're saying anyone who's pro-choice or libertarian should be in favor of allowing parents to let their children starve to death?
I'm afraid that that, to me, sounds like the same thing.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you can, you know, I believe that life starts at conception. And okay. So therefore, if you can kill your child in the womb, you should be able to kill your child out of the womb.
You're not being serious.
I am.
You are being
serious. No, I believe that abortion is the ending. This is really what the conversation's about. And I don't know why you would want to talk about Murray Rothbard's theory on parents being able to starve their children to death in front of me. You really should have talked about this on a Friday night.
When I don't know what you're getting at, but go ahead.
Other folks were around who were pro-choice. But no, I think that that's what Murray Rothbard's saying. He's saying...
Well, we haven't quoted Murray Rothbard yet. Would you like me to quote Murray Rothbard? I was only asking you if you supported parents being allowed to let their children starve to death.
But I've read these books, Ian. So you asked me a question, and the answer I have to say is no. I believe that the creation of a child is a tort. You have put a person, an individual, in a situation of helplessness. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you have an obligation. What is that obligation? I think that obligation is to provide a modicum of care at the very minimum to get them to a situation where someone else can care for them.
That seems totally reasonable to me. So let me get into this here from Salon.com. Number one on their list of seven strangest, what they call libertarian ideas, parents should be allowed to let their children starve to death. They say, we're not making this up. From progressive writer Matt Brenning comes this excerpt from libertarian economist Murray Rothbard. Quote, a parent does not have the right to aggress against his children, but also should not have a legal obligation to feed, clothe, or educate his children, since such obligations would entail positive acts coerced upon the parent and depriving the parent of his rights. The parent therefore may not murder or mutilate his child, and the law properly outlaws a parent from doing so. But the parent should, claims Rothbard, have the legal right not to feed the child, i.e. to allow it to die. This, to me, is a terrible excerpt. I don't know from what it is excerpted.
I would have to look it up. It might be for A New Liberty.
But I think that it's libertarian statements like this, which, for lack of a better term, I'll just call a libertarian macho flash,
okay,
I think are very detrimental to the movement in general. I mean, this sounds monstrous.
It does sound monstrous, but it is not by any means relegated simply to the libertarian movement. This is relegated to the pro-choice movement. Really, Ian, consider for a moment... If you can kill a child that is, 8 months, a baby in the womb at 8 months, and this is what they call these late-term abortions. Okay, you can call it what you want.
Yeah, you can call it whatever you want, too.
They survive at 8 months. You could cut that child out, mm-hmm. give it to someone else, and it would survive. So I think that a parent has an obligation to do that in that situation, and I think that's why it's outlawed in many places around the world. But then, what's the difference between that child passing through, a vagina and then being put in somebody's arms and then killing it?
I think the difference is that once something is outside of the womb,
it looks different.
You can't starve a child in the womb unless the mom starves herself at the same time. So you can't really do the same thing in that circumstance. With the case of what Murray Rothbard is saying here, it makes it sense. It's people like this that make the libertarian movement sound callous and just really awful.
I disagree entirely. This is not a libertarian statement that Rothbard's making.
Murray Rothbard is known as
a libertarian.
I don't know if he's the libertarian, but he's known as a libertarian. He's a published libertarian. He's an influential libertarian
on a
lot of people. And I think that I think the most people would not agree with this particular statement. Even most people in the liberty movement. That
most people
not
don't
okay.
take the radical pro-choice stance. That's true. But there are people, many people.
I don't see why you keep bringing this to pro-choice. We're
that's
talking
what it's
about letting a child die outside of a womb. We're talking about a child, a baby, letting it just starve to death, and that's not okay, and I don't think most libertarians, even the supermajority of them, would agree with that, regardless of what their position is on abortion. I'd like to just put that aside for a moment.
Okay, put it aside for a second. Let me ask you this question. You have to do
you
things.
You haven't even let me make a point. My point on this. So we'll come back with more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think it is statements like this, written in the in this sort of, well, that's outrageous sort of fashion, this bombastic method of writing. I don't think it communicates the idea. Whatever idea he's trying to communicate is not communicated very effectively here if you're talking about letting babies die of starvation. I think libertarians need to find some compassion when they talk to people. It's Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here toll free at 855-453. Some misunderstandings, miscommunications about the liberty movement on both sides, the side of the people within the movement and the people without. the people who are looking at the movement and criticizing it, and I think in some cases for good reason, because some of the people in the movement, even the respected authors like Murray Rothbard, aren't necessarily the best people at communicating these ideas. I'm not saying I'm the best person. I've got all kinds of issues. I need to, you know, everybody's got things they can work on. And one of the biggest problems with the liberty movement is the libertarian macho flash, which is making a statement that is as radical sounding as it can possibly be and not really caring about what people think about it. Not really caring about how it's interpreted. Just trying to sound as principled and as badass as you possibly can. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE if you'd like to join the conversation. You can also take us any direction you want with any topic. That is why we call it Free Talk Live. And we will help you get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get signed up for their auto-ship program, and you get a pound of coffee for free just for paying the shipping cost. Obviously, you got to pay for shipping. But the pound itself will cost you nothing. And it's 100% organic, shade-grown, and top 1% grade Arabica coffee. This is great coffee, and it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. But at BuzzBox Coffee, we've teamed up with them to do something that's different from what those other fancy coffee suppliers will do. We're using some of the profits from the coffee to actually fund microloans around the world.
Yeah.
And we're going to be teaming up with Kiva.org. We were doing World Vision. That program's coming to an end. So we're moving to Kiva. I think a lot of our listeners are going to be happier with Kiva because it's not, like, I guess World Vision kind of had a religious overtone to it, and some of our listeners were uncomfortable with that. So now you can feel more comfortable because Kiva is probably the most noteworthy, at least the one that I know about, of all of the microloan companies out there. So very excited to help fund people making a better life for themselves, improve their businesses, start businesses in third world countries all around the world. And you can help that happen by getting coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. A portion of each purchase is going to go into that fund to fund microloans. Did I get that right, Mark?
That's correct.
Perfect. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping cost to get that first pound for free, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. Plus, you can adjust the frequency of the delivery, the amount of the delivery. So, you know, if you need a pound every 4 weeks or a pound every 2 weeks or whatever your frequency of consumption of coffee, they can customize it for you at coffee.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, there's a disturbing quote cited in a Salon.com article here, and we're going to get to your calls here in a moment, just to kind of recap, where Murray Rothbard, who is now passed away, was saying that he believes essentially that a parent
was
should...
Was it 1998?
When he died, I don't know.
I think so.
But a parent should have the legal right to not feed their child, i.e. to allow it to die. The Salon article...
I don't think Murray Rothbard would have said that there was a legal right at all.
This is an alleged quote from him here from some book that he wrote.
Does he use the term illegal?
The parent should have the legal right not to feed the child, i.e. to allow it to die. And I think that it's statements like
that... Hard to believe somebody who called themselves an anarchist would claim that somebody had a legal right.
These callous statements are some of the worst part about this movement. Look, I get it. You know, freedom, it works. It's a great idea. But if you're not prepared to communicate the ideas with compassion to people, I don't think you should bother. Well, I really don't think you should.
Rothbard was an academic, and that it has sort of a different...
I don't care what the excuse is for why he writes this way.
Sure, yes, terrible... He's not writing, in some cases, not writing books to convince people, but to convince academics. Mm-hmm. And so here I would ask you this point. Now,
don't academics have emotions and feelings too?
Yeah, but they're not supposed to be using them when
ridiculous.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What's the obligation that a parent has to feed another human being?
I think there's
a person has
social and a moral obligation there.
A social obligation? How did that social obligation get created?
Through peer pressure.
Okay, that's not an obligation. All right.
Well, it is an obligation if somebody else comes along and says, hey, you're not feeding your child. I'll be taking that from you, and then takes your child from you, and then you want to try to get it back in court. You're going to fail.
You wouldn't have that ability if you had failed as a parent at that point. Like, a parent, and hopefully a parent that chooses not to feed their child, wouldn't be coming after somebody who took it away to give it a better life.
Well, I would hope not, too. So I think that there's, you know, there's pressure. The reason why people behave in certain ways, you know, you wear clothes outside.
Yeah, but it's not an obligation.
Because
social pressure isn't an obligation.
Okay, if you're asking me if there's a legal obligation, then
I'm not asking you about a legal obligation. I don't believe in legal obligations. Okay. I don't believe.
What
that
are
people,
you asking then?
I'm asking how the obligation was created.
Well, you just said you don't believe in a legal obligation.
Well, legal obligations means that a bunch of liars have gotten together mm-hmm. in some city they call a capital and written stuff down on a piece of paper, right?
I think it's like I said. It's you can say that there's no social obligation. That's fine. There's not. But I think that somebody else could come in and
I'm
step
not
in
claiming
and pick
there's
up
not,
that role.
I'm not claiming there's an obligation. Please understand me. I believe that a tort was created. Mm-hmm. That the two parents got together. They created a person who is in a situation that they cannot take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Any other time you put somebody in a situation they can't take care of themselves, you have an obligation to make them whole. In this case, when you create a life, you have the obligation to bring that person to personhood. Now, I
that's
think
because of what other people think about it and because of a moral code, right? That's not because you have an obligation legally.
Well, torts.
Or because
torts,
you've signed a contract.
Torts are about, you know, harming somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, you know, that's what it is. That's what it means.
Yes.
And you put, you know, that there's some similarities between creating a life and putting somebody in a situation where they can't care for themselves. I believe there is an obligation. I'm asking you, since you don't believe that, how the obligation was created.
What makes you? Why are you putting words in my mouth? I just told you I think it's a social and a moral obligation put on people by society. And society is a group of people who are in, you know, together for a common purpose. If you were living in a society where people just hated babies and all of them wanted to torture babies,
so there's an obligation.
Then it wouldn't matter. Then it
so
wouldn't
there
matter.
Is an obligation.
That's
when,
what I'm telling you.
When was the obligation created?
There is no, it's not an obligation like something that was written down on a piece of paper, so there's no date stamped on it, Mark.
I don't mean that, I'm not claiming that. I'm not claiming that there is.
It was something
that
was created over time.
Over time?
Yeah, through interactions of human beings deciding what they thought was appropriate as far as behavior.
The individual case with the individual baby, at what moment did one become obligated to care for a child?
Let's see. At what moment? That's a great question. I would say probably as soon as it comes out.
So you don't have any obligation to care for a child.
No, because
prior
you could shoot, you could put a gun to your head and kill yourself if you were a female, and obviously that would eliminate any obligation you might have to care for the fetus that's inside you. You could also drink poisons, or you could do things to harm your body that would harm by proxy the part of your body that is growing us into a separate person, but is not yet in point of fact a separate person.
Yeah, I suppose you could do that, but I think that you're harming somebody else when you do that.
Yeah, and there's an argument to be made there that the person who's inside you could perhaps have a tort against you if you, let's say, drank heavily during the pregnancy.
Fetal alcohol syndrome's a reality.
Yeah. But has anybody ever actually won a case like that? I don't know if
I would bet
the
they have, but I couldn't, you know.
That's pure speculation. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th to 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264. Promo code GCN. 877-600-4264. Promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we're going to be going to Florida, Mark. Going to Disney World.
Disney World. That's right. Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. There's a Bitcoin party going on. It's coinsinthekingdom.com. And it should be a lot of fun. Lots of Bitcoin luminaries. Now, if you've heard about Bitcoin a little bit, and you're in the Orlando area, or you'd like to take a break and head off to Walt Disney World, this is a great opportunity to do it. This will be October the 4th through the 6th. Tickets are just $60 to go to the event. Now, of course, you'll have to pay for hotel. That's about $100. Of course, Walt Disney World is what Walt Disney World is, and I'm not sure. But kids are under 12 are free at this event. There's going to be several Bitcoin luminaries there, people that are going to explain what it is to you if that's what you need to know. And if you're involved in the Bitcoin community, lots of advanced stuff too. Dan Eltzer from the MIT Bitcoin Project is going to be there. Charlie Shrim, now newly free to some extent, will be there, hopefully. Yeah. Kyle Drake, the creator of the Skyhook machine. Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me. Jason King from Sean's Outpost. Pamela Morgan from Empowered Law. Should be great. The Cryptocurrency College Network and the Chamber of Digital Commerce will be there, too. Just go to coinsinthekingdom.com. It's coinsinthekingdom.com.
Let's continue here. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking, in this case, about Salon's list, and actually it's Alternet's original list, of what they call the 7 strangest libertarian ideas. And one of them is that Murray Rothbard claimed that parents should have the legal right to not feed their children, which I think is it's a horrible statement to make and is not couched in any compassion whatsoever, in any explanation. We'll come back with more of this story here. But first, let's go to Dana in Grand Rapids, listening to WTKG. Hello, Dana.
Hi. Guys, I have two things to say. The second one is to Mark. The first one, and I've talked to you guys before just as recent as a couple weeks ago, and I've told you I'm a conservative, and I think conservatives if you were to compare tit for tat, which doesn't really matter, but they more align themselves. They're very similar to libertarians, maybe a little different.
I disagree.
I think at a state level they tend to, on a national level, when it comes to the war issue, that it can be a really, really contentious issue.
No, please don't confuse conservatives with, and I don't disagree entirely with that, but we're not Republicans. They're different because the Republicans are more like, you know, the Democrats, and the Democrats are really progressives now because liberal is supposedly a dirty word, and they didn't want to, especially after the 2010 elections, did not want to be called liberal, so they had to come up with a new name. The Republicans are not coming up with a new name. We're not rebranding ourselves. We really disagree with what the Republicans are doing. That's exactly why. And I'm not a member, and I don't know a lot about the Tea Party, but that's why the Tea Party started. It wasn't anti-Obama, anti-black, or anti-Democrat or liberal. It was anti-Republican and all the big spending George Bush did.
I'd agree with that.
But they malign that Tea Party to death. People don't even know the history. If you hate them for the right reasons. Don't make stuff up. Okay, that being said, I have two things to say, and like I said, the second is to Mark. First of all, brace yourself, because you guys are libertarians, and I do agree with a lot of what you say. That's why I listen to you regularly, and it's a Saturday night, and I'm single, and I could be doing a lot of other things, but I make sure I'm listening to you from 7 to 9 on Saturday
night. Thank
you. So,
you are what they call in radio an appointment listener.
I love you guys. But I don't agree with everything you say, but
that's
I want
okay.
you to brace yourself and everyone listening.
I'm bracing right now.
This is what the progressives do. Salon is so left, you can barely see them. They're that far off the planet. This is what they do. They either, if you're talking to them, they talk over you, or they they talk over you, they change the subject. They refuse to answer, or they mock you. And if they cannot get you on those things, they will just bold-faced malign you in print. And
well, in this case, they're just using the words of a libertarian. I mean, they're just quoting a libertarian.
Right.
I wouldn't say they're doing any of the things you're suggesting in this, at least in this paragraph of this article.
And I'm not calling about this guy saying he said it or didn't. Obviously, it came from his book. But notice how they pick certain things and take things sometimes out of context because remember the old thing.
Honestly, Dana, I get what you're saying, but I don't think that the conservatives are any less indicted on this. I mean, they all sort of use the same tactics against one another. There's all kinds of lying and misinformation all over the place.
And I'm not saying conservatives are flawless. I never said that, but not to the extent the progressives.
Hit me with your second point, the one for Mark.
Okay,
go ahead.
The second point is, but also I wanted to say one last sentence about the first point, an old saying, if you tell a lie and it's big enough and you say it enough times, it becomes the truth. People start believing it. Maybe not your listeners, because you're
a different
second point.
Listener.
Second point, Mark, I have an unbelievable, whole newfound respect for you. I do believe that whether you're a late-term abortion or early, it's taking a life. And I want to say one thing on this, and this I feel very strongly on. Nobody, not you, Mark, not Ian, not me, not anyone listening, knows when a soul is breathed into that baby.
Thanks, Dana, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, you know, this. There's actually an interesting extension of this conversation that goes on here in the Salon piece, and we'll get to that here in a moment, but it asks the question, and I think it's an interesting follow-up. as to what if your baby isn't healthy? What if the baby that comes out is a mess, like physically a mess, health-wise, you know, terminal illness, horrible disfigurement.
Right, and this is like a really interesting point because, you know, for instance, what Rothbard claims here is that a parent does not have an obligation to take care of a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. Now, I don't necessarily believe this, but let's go on with it for a second. Let's say that, now consider that morality is static. Consider possibly that morality has been, it's the same 10,000 years ago for hunter-gatherers as it is today. As a matter of fact, there are hunter-gatherers that exist right now. So if you're a hunter-gatherer woman and you live on the edge of starvation, you live on the edge of dying, you know, life expectancy is 22 for your little band of, years old for your little band of troopers, whoever you guys are. Do you have a moral obligation to take care of a child who, for instance, is born with no arms and no legs?
Mm-hmm. And how much money does that cost, whether you're in a hunter-gatherer or in our society?
Hunter-gatherers don't have money, so what it costs them is a great deal of time
and effort,
that comes away from their other children,
right,
that comes away from their spouse, that comes away from their family unit.
We can expand on that in a moment. Let's go to Carl, listening in Atlantic City to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
What I want to talk about is I looked it up, Hillary Clinton's book. It's called Hard Choices, and I wanted to know how well it did because I haven't in a long time heard anything about it.
Well, we are talk show hosts, but that doesn't mean we actually know everything. So
I think he looked it up, though. He knows.
Oh, I thought you were asking us. Oh, okay, go ahead.
I heard she got a $14 million advance for the book, and she sold even ebook copies. Around 200,000, that's all.
That's not very much.
Books.
It doesn't sound great.
No,
but I know somebody who read it.
Oh, okay. The publisher, they say, lost $10 million. Now, the book's about her accomplishments as Secretary of State. Could you name me just one accomplishment?
Didn't she preside over the murder of all kinds of innocent people? I mean, that's not an accomplishment, but I guess from the perspective of what governments do, I mean, she was right there along with all the other Secretary of State presiding over bloody murder. Thank you, Carl, for the call tonight. Toll-free number. She's no different than any other bureaucrat that happened to inhabit that position. 855-450-FREE, just that most people can name her.
You're talking about war.
Name the other Secretary of State prior to her. Was it Rumsfeld? I don't even know. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I try not to remember these politicians'
names. 855-450-FREE.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Perhaps you enjoy Free Talk Live, and you would like to support what we're doing, because you don't have to agree with everything we say to appreciate the fact that we're bringing the ideas of freedom to over 160 stations, radio stations coast to coast, online, of course, via downloadable archives, live streaming, via satellite, internationally, to Central and Northern America, as well as Africa. We're available in a lot of different ways, and so people can get the ideas of freedom into their ears. And if you appreciate what we're doing here, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier by joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there with any major credit card, through Visa, through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks. You'll get, like, access to the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials our normal podcast does. And then also there's the brand newish AMP only Facebook group, which has been, I think, a really welcome addition. It's brought amplifiers together to kind of collaborate and communicate on Facebook. And it's, like Facebook or not, I wish I didn't have to be on Facebook, but the AMP program or the AMP forum is actually one of the better places that I've been to on Facebook. So you can go and become an amplifier for as little as $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. We have a story here, which is from alternetandsalon.com. Article is written by Richard Esko, and he is criticizing libertarians, as has been seen quite a bit at Salon. And I was suggesting last night that might be because the liberty movement is kind of gaining a little bit of steam.
They're scared.
You don't get attacked unless you're over the targets, as they say. And the number one claim here of what they say is the seven strangest libertarian ideas is that Murray Rothbard, who is a libertarian thinker who passed away a couple decades ago.
Big time. I mean, like, you know, important.
They say that the quoted here is saying that the parent should have the legal right to not feed the child, i.e. to allow it to die. Let me go on with the comments here and we'll get back into your calls and thoughts. So the article author ends Rothbard's first quote and then he says, adds in, note the repetitive use of the word it to describe the child. This linguistic dehumanization of helpless individuals is surprisingly common in libertarian literature. Rothbard is a member of the so-called Austrian School of Economics, co-founded the Ludwig von Mises Institute, and is widely admired among libertarians. He continues, another quote from Rothbard, "The law, therefore, may not properly compel the parent to feed a child or to keep it alive. Again, whether or not a parent has a moral rather than a legally enforceable obligation to keep his child alive is a completely separate question."
I thought when referring to a child, oftentimes I've felt like, okay, so like we've got a young child. My son is 6. And many times when you're dealing with literature that, advice for parents, it'll attempt to put a pronoun in place of the child, and it'll say he or she,
mm-hmm.
and it oftentimes, it's very clunky because if you just use he, then the newly burgeoning women's movement, the feminists out there tend to get a little upset. You use the masculine pronoun. Now I disagree with that. I was taught that in our school, a woman in English said, the way she looked at it was that men had to share their pronoun, where women had one that was dedicated directly to them. So, in fact, that it favored women as opposed to otherwise. But anyway, if somebody uses, for instance, the she in referring to your child, you shouldn't leave your child in the car because she may be, become warm. Well, I'm confused because I have a male child. I don't have a female child. So when you use the female she in there, you can use he, she, often he or she. I use the S/HE when I write.
Well, I suppose he could continue to refer to the child, but then that gets repetitive, right?
Right.
So instead of saying...
It is, in my opinion, in this circumstance, fine,
okay.
Not necessarily dehumanizing.
I think it's the weakest critique in this particular paragraph.
But I would also point out that there are plenty of progressive thinkers that think similar things about children.
So he goes on, Rothbard goes on to say, "This rule allows us to solve such vexing questions as, should a parent have the right to allow a deformed baby to die, i.e. by not feeding it? The answer is, of course, yes, following a fortiori from the larger right to..." This is why I don't read academic books. "From the larger right to allow any baby, whether deformed or not, to die. Though, as we shall see, he claims, in a libertarian society, the existence of a free baby market will bring such neglect down to a minimum." So
I would agree that that is also the case. If you could sell your child to someone who wanted
is willing to take care of it.
Yeah. I don't think that... I have a problem. I'm not claiming that I think it should be illegal, but I don't really want to promote the having of children so that you can sell them.
Mm.
I just have a problem with that. I just don't like it.
Right. So going back to this question of
I think that kids that would be purchased would likely be, essentially, what's the difference between purchasing a child and adopting them when you can give an expectant mother a scholarship today? What's this scholarship mean? They can use it on so many things. It's purchasing a baby.
So I like the idea that somebody should be able to give away their child to someone who would be better or more interested in taking care of it. And I think that could also apply to a deformed child as well, because I think bringing up the question of what about this deformed or sick baby or, something that's really – it just comes out all wrong, And every now and then that'll happen. What do you do about that? Is the mother obligated – to take care of something that she can't even afford to take care of, let alone have the time to take care of, because that's a very expensive process. And I think that the question of what to do about a deformed baby really brings this down to the real issue here, and that is, what are people's values? And in the case of children, they're different, obviously, right? You and I, Mark, have different beliefs about when life begins, what that means, is it a baby, is it a fetus, things like that. Just right here in this room, we've got some very different ideas. But bringing the question to a baby like a deformed, crippled, really messed up, sick baby that would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars a year just to kind of keep alive brings the question down to, is this about some sort of the people that are listening to this or considering these ideas, is this the question, is it really about the person's dedication to the idea that life is so precious that no matter what the circumstances, that it should be protected? Because there's a solid argument to say that even if you can get this sick, crippled baby through its first few years, that it's not going to have a particularly satisfying life after that. So is it wrong to put a, like, you know, like, for instance, my dog gets sick. She's kind of old. If she gets really sick, a lot of dog owners will make the choice of putting the dog down. That's
and it's a really tough decision.
Yeah, it's not easy to do. These are your best friends, right? But it's also a humane. It's arguably a humane thing to do. The dog shouldn't be in pain. The dog shouldn't be coughing up black bile on a daily basis. This is not a good life, right? So, you know, you put the dog out of its misery.
You either let owners decide when the best time to put their animal to sleep is, or you don't let owners make that decision.
Yeah.
And you probably, if you don't let owners make that decision, you probably don't want to call them owners either.
But it brings to the question, is it wrong to do the same thing with a baby that is obviously, you know, sick, deformed, or whatever, is already having a tough time and is likely going to have a more tough time as time goes on and the body gets larger and all of that. So is it wrong? Is this all about protecting life? Is life worth protecting at any cost? If that life is arguably not going to be very great. Now, you could also argue that some sort of medical advancement will come along and that, you know, within the next few years, all of these maladies that the child will have will be fixed via some sort of medical miracle.
That sounds like a miracle.
You could make that argument that could
yeah,
happen.
My cousin has a child that, you know, has a lot of challenges. And it's really, really difficult. She can't take care of her on her own. She has to get state help to do it.
Right. And so, again, it would obviously be okay to put that child out there and say, hey, look, I can't take care of this child. I was hoping for a healthy
baby.
Who's
going to do that? It's hard enough to get healthy children here in the United States that aren't
babies. There may be people who are interested, like, you know, the Shriners take care of people with burns.
I know, but who's going to? It's hard to say.
Right. I'm not saying that there would be a line of people waiting for it, but there may be somebody who would say, look, life is so important to me that I'm willing to spend my life and all of my income and try to raise more money because it's really expensive. I'm willing to spend my life dedicating it to taking care of these crippled, sick, dying sort of babies. If somebody wants to step in and do that, they should be able to do that. But otherwise, shouldn't the parents be able to make the choice to say, wow, this is way more than we expected to take on? We don't believe that this child is going to have a good life, and we want to create a good life for our kids. Shouldn't they be able to make the choice to put the baby to sleep in that case?
Oh, God.
What do you think? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.